Okay. Well, happy Easter, young people. How are you all doing? So who has already had some of their Easter candy? Anybody have their Easter candy? Hey, what did you have? A giant Hershey Kiss. What did you have? A Hershey cookies and cream. What did you have? You had a Hershey. What did you have? A chocolate bunny. What did you have? Chocolate eggs. What did you have? A Reese egg. What did you have? A carrot gummy. All right. Very good. Well, oh, go ahead. Well, what did you get back there? What did you say? A lifesaver. What did you have back there in the corner? Nothing. All right. Well, then, that is wonderful. That's wonderful. You're having a good time. I'm going to tell you a story about an Easter lunch. If some of you probably remember the Sterling Inn. Remember the Sterling Inn on 15 in Van Dyke? They used to do holiday buffets. They do Thanksgiving, and they do Christmas, and they did Easter. Well, one year, I decided to invite my family out because I'm much too tired after all the masses to drive to the west side. They all came out for the 11:30 mass, and we went to the Sterling Inn for the Easter buffet. And if you've ever been to one of those, I miss them because they were fantastic. They had everything you could want, you know, from the carved beef to the turkey, the ham. They had a whole table just with seafood, every vegetable. I mean, everything was there. It was just wonderful. They had big plans of lasagna, all kinds of wonderful things. And then they also had a massive dessert table loaded with pies and cookies and candy, especially for Easter. They piled on the candy for Easter and ice cream. It was the dessert table. Well, on the screen, there is a picture of my great nephew and my great nephews, Jordan and Austin. They are the sons of my niece, Colleen. They're older now. But that's how old they were when they came out to go to the Easter Mass and the buffet. Well, we're sitting at the table, and mind you, remember, it was all you could eat, right? All you could eat. So we got our plates, we sat at the table, and I looked at Austin and Jordan, and I said, now, you can eat as much as you want of whatever you want, and don't worry about it, because it's all paid for. You just go pile on your plates. They jumped out of their chairs. They grabbed their plates and they ran straight to the dessert table. They started loading up. And their mom, my niece Colleen, said, wait a minute, no. It was a big haul. So by the time she realized it, she had to literally run across the house and said, stop. You gotta have some of the good food first. And they said, Uncle Joe said we could have whatever we want, as much as we want. And my niece said, your Uncle Joe ain't your ma. So they had to, my sister took the plates from them. They had to go get good food. And then later on, they could have their desserts. Wouldn't it be nice to have dessert first, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It would be really good.
It would be really good for a while. But trust me, you need the other food, too. But so it's nice to get treats. It's nice to have candy. It's a nice little part about Easter. But there's something a little bit more important about Easter, a lot more important about Easter, because you know, this is the most important day in the church is Easter. Even bigger than Christmas, it really is. This is the day. And I'm too tired to give you a homily. I have another mass to go. I had a full mass on Holy Thursday, a full all Friday afternoon, a 3-hour mass last night, a big mass this morning. My voice is going. So you know what I'm going to do for all of you today? I'm going to have your parents and your grandparents give you the homily. How's that sound? Oh, yes, I am. They're going to sing you a song. But when you, and the words will be on the screen, but you listen to the words of those songs, and the words of the songs that you're going to hear is the best homily a child could ever have. Jesus.
Thank you.